Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to ask you a few questions. So do you or does anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
Hey, slow down. Talk too fast. You gotta slow down.
For sure. No worries. So, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote? Somewhat likely to vote. All right. Thank you. With which political party are you registered to vote?
Independent.
Independent. All right. Thank you. What is your main racial background?
White.
White. All right. Thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 82. Gotta
82. All right. Thank you. All right, well, happy early birthday. So generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes affordable housing, property insurance costs, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, taxes and county government spending, or protecting the environment.
Number two.
Property insurance costs?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Paul Wunderlich.
No idea.
All right, no worries. What about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
All right. Would that be like somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yeah.
Oh, yes for very favorable?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. What about Melissa Tomei?
No idea.
All right. Holly Merrill Rashine?
Not favorable, I guess.
All right, very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I said favorable.
Oh, all right. Would that be somewhat favorable then or very favorable?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. What about Rick Ramsey?
No idea.
All right, Joe Biden?
Yuck.
Very unfavorable?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What about Ron DeSantis? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. So thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were being held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate? Rashine, all right. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Probably.
All right, thank you. So as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. So there will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrats decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. So which statement comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democrat candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. Or number two, I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better and when I learn more about them.
Number two.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat? All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government. Or number two, a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
Two.
All right, thank you. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
All right, thank you. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime. Or number two, a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County.
First one.
Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging TraumaStar helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. So with which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many personal needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere for it to pay for the infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or number two, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
I don't want to commit on that one.
All right, no worries. So if you know the... All right, understandable. Thank you for being honest. So if you know about the following statements about Holly Merrill Rashine were true, which of these statements would this make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely to want to support her, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference? And I can read those categories again if you would like. So the first statement is, Holly Merrill Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Does this make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Holly Merrill Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life. Would you like me to read the categories again?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And the categories are, does this make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference?
I guess, makes no difference.
All right, thank you. During these tough times, Rashline voted to increase Wasteville County government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners.
Well, less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
All right. Rashline has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashline has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications.
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
Rashline believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
I'm going to pass on that one.
All right, no worries. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Rashline supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Much or somewhat?
Someone.
All right, thank you. Rashline is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey, because Rashline has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
All right, thank you. Rashline understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashline has prioritized water quality improvement projects like coral reef and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood.
Much more likely.
All right, thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Paula Wunderlich, Holly Merrill Rashline, or Melissa Tomey, all three being Republican candidates?
Rashline.
All right. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Probably.
All right. So how long have you lived in Monroe County?
40 years,
all right, thank you. If you were to label yourself in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Very, all right, thank you. When is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
12.
12th grade. All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good day.